Are there any questions? So.
Well, I can ask one. It seems to be stupid that Yahoo and Facebook are not the same company. So don't you think there are legal problems? Some password which go from Yahoo to Facebook and things like that?
Ah, but there is these guys, okay. The legal problem there is that there is actually a contract signed between Yahoo and Facebook and all of these guys. And in some cases, there's no contract, but many cases there is, which says that I'm allowed to share my data with you. And of course, when you join Facebook, and every week Facebook probably produces a new privacy policy, you are actually agreeing to that. You're saying that, yes, Facebook is allowed to give my password to anybody. Not necessarily a password, but a whole bunch of my data. And they own your data, and they're not really making any promises about that. In fact, the thing is that many of us, if we are security sensitive, may never have clicked on login with Facebook on any website. But that does not stop these attacks, because Facebook has already pre-authorized 7 or 8 applications, including Bing, Yelp, TripAdvisor, and so on. So they can get this data even if you never said OK on that dialogue to them, because they are their instant personalization partners of Facebook, as in they gave Facebook money. So if you sign a contract with any of these sites, they are allowed to give you the data of users. Not maybe your mail. Yahoo Mail may not, that might be very illegal if they gave away your mail to somebody. But everything else, like your social profile stuff.
But if I was a lawyer, there is some money to my
Okay, so let's conclude this session. Thanks again.